Good morning, this is Marco with Top Trade Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, April the 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBI prices were May corn down 4 cents at 772 and a quarter, May wheat down 7 1/4 cents, 1096 and a half, and May beans down a penny, 1669 and a quarter. We haven't seen any real results from the Egyptian trade, but rumor has it that they're looking to buy Black Sea wheat, despite the fact that it's pretty risky to do so. But that's the current talk. There's also talk that they may be looking to buy German wheat. There's more talk that India may be added to the list of Egyptian countries that they can import from. So there's certainly wheat to be had around the world. Chinese soybean imports were down 18% from last year. We did not see any export sales here this morning. The president adding more ethanol into the blend from June 1st to September 15th certainly can ease a little bit of the gas pressure, but it's going to put a little bit more pressure on corn prices to move higher. But right now, it's still basically two things. The war in Ukraine, which doesn't look to be ending anytime soon. Putin made the comment yesterday that he doesn't see any chance for a ceasefire. So that's one thing. And the other thing is certainly the weather. Cold and wet around a lot of the country, a lot of tornadoes. The three states, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas, still look to remain pretty dry. Montana's pretty dry. So ultimately, if we do get breaks in the wheat, pros are going to be looking to buy it. Now, the dollar is up another 17 ticks. We're at 100.47 right now. That's a big price on the dollar, and it's certainly going to limit exports to some extent out here. The other big talk around is that the prices have done nothing to ration the use here in the United States. We're seeing good margins feeding cattle, feeding hogs. The ethanol business has good margins. So right now, we don't seem to be rationing much grain out here at all. So that tells me that ultimately prices could go higher. Now, is there going to be a crescendo or just a blow-off top out here at some point? That may happen. But in the time being, you know, we're in the middle of the month. We tend to make our highs toward the last Friday of the month. So there's still some more upside potential, in my opinion, in these markets. And you have to look at the oat market. You know, oats yesterday were closed over $8 a bushel for the first time in history. Very strong prices in the oats. We know that Manitoba's lost a lot of production last year, and the demand still remains pretty strong. So oats have been, you know, a high-ticket item out here, making new highs, as Dease corn has made new contract highs and high closes as well. So overall, the outside markets, we've got crude oil up $1.67. That should lend a little strength on the and any breaks out here, plus the general feeling that, you know, prices have got to go higher and pros looking to buy the breaks. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.